Hey, Tom Buell here. Welcome to an interesting Facebook Live. Today, I'm actually going to be reading a book that has been calling to me from the bookshelf. Have you ever had that scenario happen where it's just like, wow, looking at the bookshelf, this book is it's time right now. And funny enough, scrolling through this, I found not only some amazing notes, but this is absolutely brilliant and absolutely pertinent to me and to you for today, being January 1st, 2019. So as I record this, that's exactly where we are. It is 3:12 p.m. Eastern Time, January 1st, 2019. So Happy New Year. And wait until you hear this. This is more than pertinent for me, you, and all who cross paths with this, regardless of what day that is. If you've never read Og Mandino's works, I highly suggest you do. Go to Amazon or Audible and Google or search. Isn't that funny? It's like Kleenex. And search for Og Mandino. I'll show you. O-G-M-A-D-I-N-O. This is the Great Trilogy, which includes The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Greatest Secret in the World, and The Greatest Miracle in the World. What I'm going to be reading right now is The Scroll Marked One. And I already read it once, but at the end of it, it says to read it again. So I said, well, shoot, if I'm going to read it again, I might as well read it where it's not just for my benefit, it's for others' benefit as well. So congratulations for being here. Listen closely. This can be eye-opening for you. So this is The Scroll Marked One. Today I begin a new life. Today I shed my old skin, which hath too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Today I am born anew, and my birthplace is a vineyard where there is fruit for all. Today I will pluck grapes of wisdom from the tallest and fullest vines in the vineyard, for these were planted by the wisest of my profession who have come before me generation upon generation. Today I will savor the taste of grapes from these vines, and verily I will swallow the seed of success buried in each, and new life will sprout within me. The career I have chosen is laden with opportunity, yet it is fraught with heartbreak and despair. And the bodies of those who have failed, were they piled up one on top of another, would cast its shadow down upon all the pyramids of the earth. Yet I will not fail as the others, for in my hands I now hold the charts which will guide me through perilous waters to shores which only yesterday seemed but a dream. Failure no longer will be my payment for struggle. Just as nature made no provision for my body to tolerate pain, neither has it made any provision for my life to suffer failure. Failure, like pain, is alien to my life. In the past, I accepted it as I accepted pain. Now I reject it, and I am prepared for wisdom and principles which will guide me out of the shadows into the sunlight of wealth, position, and happiness far beyond my most extravagant dreams, until even the golden apples in the Garden of Hesperides will seem no more than my just reward. Time teaches all things to he who lives forever, but I have not the luxury of eternity. Yet, within my allotted time, I must practice the art of patience, for nature acts never in haste. To create the olive, king of all trees, 100 years is required. An onion plant is old in 9 weeks. I have lived as an onion plant. It has not pleased me. Now I wouldst become the greatest of olive trees, and in truth, the greatest of salesmen. And how will this be accomplished? For I have neither the knowledge nor the experience to achieve greatness, and already I have stumbled in ignorance and fallen into pools of self-pity. The answer is simple. I will commence my journey unencumbered with either the weight of unnecessary knowledge or the handicap of meaningless experience. Nature already has supplied me with knowledge and instinct far greater than any beast in the forest, and the value of experience is overrated, usually by old men who nod wisely and speak stupidly. In truth, experience teaches thoroughly, yet her course of instruction devours men's years, so the value of her lessons diminishes with the time necessary to acquire her special wisdom. The end finds it wasted on dead men. Furthermore, experience is comparable to fashion. An action that proves successful today will be unworkable and impractical tomorrow. Only principles endure, and these I now possess. For the laws that will lead me to greatness are contained in the words of these scrolls. What they will teach me is more to prevent failure than to gain success. For what is success other than a state of mind? Which two among 1,000 wise men will define success in the same words? Yet failure is always described but one way. Failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. In truth, the only difference between those who have failed and those who have succeeded lies in the difference of their habits. Good habits are the key to all success. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure. Thus, the first law I will obey, which precedeth all others, is, I will form good habits and become their slaves. As a child, I was slave to my impulses. Now I am slave to my habits, as are all grown men. I've surrendered my free will to the years of accumulated habits, and the past deeds of my life have already marked out a path which threatens to imprison my future. My actions are ruled by appetite, passion, prejudice, greed, love, fear, environment, habit, and the worst of these tyrants is habit. Therefore, if I must be a slave to habit, let me be a slave to good habits. My bad habits must be destroyed and new furrows prepared for good seed. I will form good habits and become their slave. And how will I accomplish this difficult feat? Through these scrolls, it will be done. For each scroll contains a principle which will drive a bad habit from my life and replace it with one which will bring me closer to success. For it is another of nature's laws that only a habit can subdue another habit. So in order for these written words to perform their chosen task, I must discipline myself with the first of my new habits, which is as follows. I will read each scroll for 30 days in this prescribed manner, before I proceed to the next scroll. First, I will read the words in silence when I arise. Then I will read the words in silence after I have partaken of my midday meal. Last, I will read the words again just before I retire at day's end. And most important, on this occasion, I will read the words aloud. On the next day, I will repeat this procedure, and I will continue in like manner for 30 days. Then I will turn to the next scroll and repeat this procedure for another 30 days. I will continue in this manner until I have lived with each scroll for 30 days, and my reading has become habit. And what will be accomplished with this habit? Herein lies the hidden secret of man's accomplishments. As I repeat the words daily, they will soon become a part of my active mind. But more important, they will also seep into my other mind, that mysterious source which never sleeps, which creates my dreams, and often makes me act in ways I do not comprehend. As the words of these scrolls are consumed by my mysterious mind, I will begin to awake each morning with a vitality I have never known before. My vigor will increase, my enthusiasm will rise, my desire to meet the world will overcome every fear I once knew at sunrise, and I will be happier than I ever believed it possible to be in this world of strife and sorrow. Eventually, I will find myself reacting to all situations which confront me, as I was commanded in the scrolls to react, and soon these actions and reactions will become easy to perform, for any act with practice becomes easy. Thus, a new and good habit is born. For when an act becomes easy through constant repetition, it becomes a pleasure to perform, and if it is a pleasure to perform, it is man's nature to perform it often. When I perform it often, it becomes a habit, and I become its slave. And since it is a good habit, this is my will. Today I begin a new life, and I make a solemn oath to myself that nothing will retard my new life's growth. I will lose not a day from these readings, for that day cannot be retrieved, nor can I substitute another for it. I must not, I will not, break this habit of daily reading from these scrolls, and in truth, the few moments spent each day on this new habit are but a small price to pay for the happiness and success that will be mine. As I read and reread the words in the scrolls to follow, never will I allow the brevity of each scroll, nor the simplicity of its words, to cause me to treat the scroll's message lightly. Thousands of grapes are pressed to fill one jar with wine, and the grape skin and pulp are tossed to the birds. So it is with these grapes of wisdom from the ages. Much has been filtered and tossed to the wind. Only the pure truth lies distilled in the words to come. I will drink as instructed and spill not a drop. And the seeds of success I will swallow. Today my old skin has become as dust. I will walk tall among men and they will know me not. For today I am a new man with a new life. Boom. Og Mandino, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, what's happening? Jitesh, what's happening? Good to see you. So that's it. That's scroll one. And as you heard, it did say to go back and reread the scroll. And then you proceed on to the next chapter and begin reading scroll two for 30 days. And there's a checklist. And you'll see I have done this numerous times. 2012, 2013, 2014, and it's just called out to me to do it again in 2018. It's 2019 now. I just saw because yesterday was 12/31/18. 2019, Tuesday. I'm writing that in there. 1/1/19. So there it is. So that means you do this for 30 days per scroll. And it's pretty darn cool. And as you heard, the message is repetition. Jane, what's happening? So since I'm on a roll, scroll 2 is really brief. And like I said, don't take the brevity of the scrolls in the wrong way. So this next one, the first one you read twice. You read it, and then it tells you to reread it just so it sinks in a little bit, gets you on the right path. The next one, this is the one that you read Monday through Friday in the morning, lunch, in the evening. And the evening one is aloud. You read it aloud. There's actually some benefit to that. And then you score yourself each day. You keep track of it, and you score yourself. And that goes on for each scroll. So I'm going to jump right into scroll 2 since I'm on a roll, and here we go. The scroll mark 2. I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. Muscle can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of men. And until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. I will make love my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend against its force. My reasoning they may counter, my speech they may distrust, my apparel they may disapprove, my face they may reject, and even my bargains may cause them suspicion. Yet my love will melt all hearts, likened to the sun whose rays soften the coldest clay. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I do this? Henceforth will I look on all things with love, and I will be born again. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones. Yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I speak? I will laud mine enemies, and they will become friends. I will encourage my friends, and they will become brothers. Always will I dig for reasons to applaud. Never will I scratch for excuses to gossip. When I am tempted to criticize, I will bite on my tongue. When I am moved to praise, I will shout from the roofs. Is it not so that birds, the wind, the sea, and all nature speaks with the music of praise for their Creator? Can I speak? Cannot I speak with the same music to His children? Henceforth will I remember this secret, and it will change my life. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I act? I will love all manners of men, for each has qualities to be admired, even though they be hidden. With love I will tear down the wall of suspicion and hate, which they have built around their hearts, and in its place will I build bridges so that my love may enter their souls. I will love the ambitious, for they can inspire me. I will love the failures, for they can teach me. I will love the kings, for they are but human. I will love the meek, for they are divine. I will love the rich, for they are yet lonely. I will love the poor, for they are so many. I will love the young, for the faith they hold. I will love the old, for the wisdom they share. I will love the beautiful, for their eyes of sadness. I will love the ugly, for their souls of peace. I will greet this day with love in my heart. But how will I react to others? But how will I react to the actions of others? With love. For just as love is my weapon to open the hearts of men, love is also my shield to repulse the arrows of hate and the spears of anger. Adversity and discouragement will beat against my new shield and become as the softest of reins. My shield will protect me in the marketplace and sustain me when I am alone. It will uplift me in moments of despair, yet it will calm me in time of exultation. It will become stronger and more protective with use until one day I will cast it aside and walk unencumbered among all manners of men, and when I do, my name will be raised high on the pyramid of life. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I confront each whom I meet? In only one way, in silence, and to myself I will address him and say, I love you. Though spoken in silence, these words will shine in my eyes, unwrinkle my brow, bring a smile to my lips, and echo in my voice. And his heart will be opened. And who is there who will say nay to my goods when his heart feels my love? I will greet this day with love in my heart. And most of all, I will love myself. For when I do, I will zealously inspect all things which enter my body, my mind, my soul, and my heart. Never will I overindulge the requests of my flesh. Rather, I will cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. Never will I allow my mind to be attracted to evil and despair. Rather, I will uplift it with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. Never will I allow my soul to become complacent and satisfied. Rather, I will feed it with meditation and prayer. Never will I allow my heart to become small and bitter. Rather, I will share it, and it will grow and warm the earth. I will greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth will I love all mankind. From this moment, all hate is let from my veins, for I have not time to hate, only time to love. From this moment, I take the first step required to become a man among men. With love, I will increase my sales 100-fold and become a great salesman. If I have no other qualities, I can succeed with love alone. Without it, I will fail, though I possess all the knowledge and skills of the world. I will greet this day with love, and I will succeed. Scroll number two, ladies and gentlemen, which goes into the daily accountability of reading it three times a day. Did I read it? Yes. How many times daily? Three. Read the paragraph above. It has a paragraph above there, and you give yourself a rating, and you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is a commitment. And is it a commitment that is worthwhile? Well, that's up to each and every one of us to discern if it makes sense. So it says, prior to reading the scroll marked one, it says a lot. But one of the things it says, how each scroll will be beneficial to you no matter what your profession may be, providing you make one sincere promise to yourself that you will give it just 10 minutes of your time each workday for the next 45 weeks. 45-week commitment. 10 minutes, about the time it takes you to shower each day. Is that too much to ask to double or triple your income in the next 10 months? When have you ever had a deal like this before? So, you know what? I've found that when there's accountability, 45 weeks has a much higher probability of being fulfilled than if I just tried to do it and go it on my own. So what I'm doing here on January 1st, 2019 is for you who are here live with me and or seeing this recorded, propose a question to you. Would you like to join me on this 45-week journey of going through the scrolls? Monday through Friday, reading it three times a day, each scroll. Once in the morning, silently. Once in the afternoon, silently to yourself. And once in the evening, aloud. So that's my question to you. I didn't even really think about this prior to jumping on. But if that is something you want to say yes and want to participate in, send me a private message. Shoot me a private message. Said, yes, I want to go through the 45-week scroll process with you. Yes. And I'll reply with what that will entail. So shoot me a private message if that's something you feel would be beneficial to you, to tenfold your income with accountability of reading the scrolls. And the topic's going to stay on track with the book. And I will tell you this, do it on your own. The greatest secret in the world. Og Mandino, the greatest secret in the world. However, anything 45 weeks with consistency without accountability has a low chance of being successful. That's just human nature. So I'm throwing it out there. If you want to be a part of my journey and be part of the accountability process that goes along with it, shoot me a private message. I'll shoot you those details, and it will be a fun kickoff to 2019. 45 weeks is, let's see, there's 52 weeks. It's darn near the whole year, right? Monday through Friday. So it's a commitment. But I've done it several times. And of the several times, without accountability, I never finish it. That's just it. And I'm very disciplined. So it's just human nature. The odds are stacked against. So shoot me a private message if you are interested in joining me on the 2019 adventure to read through the scrolls one at a time for 30 days. And the 10 scrolls finish in 45 weeks. Darn near the entire year. And there's a little more as well. But I will talk with you soon. Send me a private message if that's you. If you're watching this and some time has expired, no worries. Reach out. There is a solution. I'll talk with you soon. Make today great. And remember the scrolls. Watch this again. Pretty powerful.